We are actually, in all seriousness, looking for, for folks to run.
Good candidates to run. We've got two seats that will be open this November. So I believe there's only a couple of people that have picked up packets. My seat is available. So is Commissioner Popvin's. Don has told me many times he doesn't plan on running again. I'm not sure.
That may change.
It may change. But I believe him. I think he's had enough. But I'm still one of those fence sitters. I've got
do
the packet.
I really want to do this again.
Yeah, it's sitting at home. But I'll probably end up going again. But
well, the requirements are what you have to fill. What requirements just to be eligible to run?
Certainly you have to be a city resident. You can't be in arrears to the city, past taxes or whatever,
parking tickets
or anything like that. Yeah, parking tickets. I am thinking everybody's got a couple of those. How many of you guys need me to fix it this morning?
No, we're fine. Thanks.
Hello, Mayor.
I don't think I've had one in a couple of years. So.
But... yeah, resident, there is no age limit. 18 is it. So, most people are eligible. And it's really a rewarding experience. I've really enjoyed it. I've been involved with a few things, Board of Zoning Appeals, for many years before this. And I do enjoy it. And I think we need some good people.
Do you, from your personal experience, recommend maybe doing some boards first or just give it a go?
You know, being on a board helped me organizational-wise and I guess getting involved a little more with how city government works, but not necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a very excellent city staff. We really do, from the top down, top-notch people. And we've got right now, I think, the best commission that I've seen in a long time. We've got some really good people. Very diverse in their thinking, but everyone, we can sit there and batter around an issue for 20 minutes and come to a reasonable solution. And that's what you like to see. No more of those canned answers.
No, you're looking for someone that probably has at least, I would guess, a passion for the city, but also a willingness and understanding the spirit of compromise.
And you're right. You have to. Not every issue goes my way. I've been on the dissenting vote on a lot of them, but I usually get my point across. And I learned that, being on the Board of Zoning Appeals with Wayne Primo for many years. Anyone who knows Wayne, a little bit of a curmudgeon. I call him Uncle Wayne now. I love him dearly. We got on this board. We were polar opposites many years ago, and the answer was always somewhere in the middle. And it taught me lessons, and I lean on Wayne to this day for advice on different issues,
Well, the other thing, too, and you and I were talking about this over the shop the other day, is you have to be ready and willing to listen, because everybody's going to give you their opinion on what's right and what's wrong. Well, so you got to be ready for it. I mean, all for good and bad.
You have to be. We're talking about this off the air. One of the big issues out there is not enough information gets out. It's available. And people, just don't get after all the information all the time. And that's the biggest thing. But yeah, you got to listen. I've changed my opinion on a multiple number of issues because of the public.
You mentioned off mic also, and you kind of touched on it a little bit about it being rewarding. I guess in terms of that person out there that may be thinking about it or says, geez, it's crazy to throw my hat into this political thing and everything like that. I guess maybe it's best to come from you. Say what's the pitch you would give someone to consider?
Well, what sucked me in is I truly love the city. I do. I think we have a lot to offer recreation wise. We're getting better and better in arts and culture. Our economy is still strong. We have a beautiful lakeshore, a top 10, golf course. There's a lot of things to love. And that's what brought me in, was kind of doing your part. And that's the, I guess, most rewarding. Certainly not the pay. we get a little stipend, amounts to about 50 cents an hour. So you don't do it for the money, I'll tell you that. But it is rewarding. April is a tough month. We have a lot of budget meetings. You know, we're meeting 2-3 times a week. And so it's really hard for me to make my decision when I've got 3 meetings every week. But then it tapers off.
Well, we are talking to Marquette Mayor John Kivala. But if you love the city you're in, these are words of advice to think of. You live in Ishpeming. You live in Agana. You live in Gwinn. And there's an opportunity for you to serve your community.
Always give
a chance.
Always give back.
And new blood helps.
Yes.
It does.
No matter where you are.
Yeah. We got 3 new commissioners that came on this time, and I'll tell you, all 3 are great. And they're all making an effort in a different way, and it really helps. So new faces are always, encouraged.
What is the process, real quick? Someone gets interested, someone wants to find out how to run, what do they have to do?
Go to the city hall, to the city clerk's office. You pick up a little packet, and it's about 10 pages, tells you exactly what to do. You need 25 signatures, but you read the packet, it'll tell you. But you got to be in by May 12th, 4 p.m.